Well, now to a wrap of sport, and we're joined by Francis Leach from ABC Grandstand Breakfast. Francis, good morning.
Good morning, Geraldine. How are you?
I'm very well. Nice to be talking to you. Now, it's footy finals time, and the Rabbitohs are preparing to go head-to-head with the Storm.
They are indeed. The Bunnies, of course, only just last weekend let the minor premiership slip in an epic encounter with their rivals South Sydney. And this week they have a massive task to take on the defending premiers, who are finals hardened. There's no doubt about that. And the Bunnies found that out in the toughest way in the first week of last season's finals, when they were jumped in Melbourne by the Storm in the opening final as Melbourne went about winning the title. Melbourne, though, their form has been impressive in the back end of the season, except for a couple of blips along the way. Only 5 weeks ago, they took on South Sydney, minus Greg Inglis and John Sutton, and won convincingly. They have an imposing record against the Bunnies as well. They have beaten them more times than any other team in the competition, with an 86.4 winning record against South Sydney, which is a fairly imposing record. But the Rabbitohs have their own weapon. It is Burgess Incorporated, their big forward pack that they run around with, the Burgess brothers, dominating up the front and pushing big holes into the Storm's pack, and that will be the key to the big clash tonight. Can Cameron Smith, Billy Slater and Cooper Cronk get enough of the ball and do enough of the creative work to keep the Storm on terms? It's going to be a fantastic encounter, and looking forward to watching it tonight.
And in the AFL, bad news, is it, for Adam Goods? I thought it was looking good news yesterday.
It was looking good news, but the crucial thing, Geraldine, was he needed to get through that final training session, which is their toughest session of the week, to see whether he would come up. He pulled up sore after Tuesday's run. He hadn't played since round 13, and he has been forced to miss the crucial match against Carlton on Saturday night, along with a couple of really unlucky teammates. Ben McGlynn missed the finals run last year with an injury right at the end of the season, and that was really cruel to him. And young Gary Rowan, who's one of the real super talents the Sydney Swans have, he's fought his way back from serious leg injuries to get back into this Swans team, but he has also succumbed to injury late in the campaign, which means that the Swans are going to have to rely on a couple of youngsters in Harry Cunningham and Shane Biggs to make their finals debut. Cunningham's just 19, played 4 games. Biggs is a fascinating story. He was discovered basically playing really seriously lower grade football in the suburbs of Melbourne by a couple of good scouts, and via the Essendon reserves was drafted as a rookie in classic Swans style, a bit like Brett Kirk now finds himself a Sydney Swan and playing in the final, so we'll watch him with interest. So it's going to be a big night there. But of course,
and what about Lewis Jetta? Just before you leave, is he? What's the latest news with him?
He's in the team, but just how often they can use him?
Are they going to use him as sub or something?
Yeah, I think so. He's had not enough football, and they tried to use him as an impact player last weekend. He hasn't had enough football throughout the campaign to really go with the pace of a full finals match. The other game is, of course, tonight, and Geelong are going to possibly roll the dice as well on Tom Hawkins, who has a serious back complaint. If you've seen him play in the last little while...
Yes, I have.
Barely been able to touch his toes, Geraldine, but they might send him out there to play against Port Adelaide tonight, who go in unchanged and full of confidence after a superb
extraordinary
season, great win last weekend.
Okay, right. Well, that'll be terrific to watch. And Australia's long quest for the Davis Cup continues, Francis.
Yes, we used to own this, Geraldine. It used to be ours and the Americans, but Leighton Hewitt will once again lead the team in a World Group playoff against Poland. We haven't been in the top 16 since 2007, and at least, though, the Davis Cup team is a little more settled, with Bernard Tomic making himself available, and he will take on the singles rubbers with Leighton Hewitt. Hewitt will team up with Chris Guccione in the doubles to see if they can get back to the main group, the main game, the big dance of tennis. It's there in Poland over the weekend, and let's hope that they can find a way to do so. The last time it was a grass court at the Rod Laver Arena, and Australia playing Switzerland, and all was right with the world. It's been a very tough ask since then.
Yes. Sport and Australia at the moment are not great bedfellows, are they? We're not in the winning. I mean, we're doing nicely enough, but I hear Fran lamenting about this with you too. Thanks very much indeed, Francis.
Speak to you later.
Francis Leach from ABC Grandstand Breakfast, and more from Francis after 7:30.